This is Commercial Real Estate School, featuring real-world insight and expertise from some of the most successful commercial real estate professionals in the country. Here's your host, Kyle and Sarah.
All right, I got to talk to you guys about virtual assistants. The fact is, this show would not exist if it wasn't for my virtual assistants. And I know why a lot of you guys don't hire them. It's because they take a lot of training. You got to prepare a lot of documentation. You got to manage them in order to make them really, truly effective for your business. Digzy solves that problem. Digzy has a fully managed virtual assistant service where you don't have to train, manage, or monitor them at all. They do it all for you. And no matter what vertical you're in, Digzy's got you covered, starting at just $15 an hour. And you don't have to commit to a full-time. You can go part-time for 20 hours a week or full-time 40 hours a week if that's what you need. And when you hire Digzy for a virtual assistant for your business, you actually hire Digzy, the company. You get a dedicated in-house assistant that has those skills and training that you need. This way you can focus on doing what you're best at and let Digzy handle the rest. So you can grow and run your business and scale it and do everything else you want to do and allow them to fill in the gaps. Like I said, I have a Digzy virtual assistant and it's amazing and I highly recommend them. To learn more, go to www.getdigzy.com/products or call 866-MY-DIGZY. All will be in the show notes. Check them out. Digzy is the place to be for virtual assistants. All right. We spoke about cold calls quite a bit in the first episode, but you're emphasizing making your cold calls. Talk to me about that, because I know you make a lot of content and there's always this debate about cold calling. Does it work? Give me your take on your process around cold calling.
I love cold calling landlords. One thing I will go into CoStar and just, you know, how can I help you? My background comes from property management. Mm-hmm. So I say, how can I help you with your leases? Who are your tenants that you're having issues with? Who need buyouts? Mm-hmm. And when you're starting that relationship, that's how I can get started. And then sooner or later, you know, it's going to come to they need a broker to come and do the lease on their bigger space or anything like that. So I look at how can I help now? And I know they'll think of me in the future. So, you know, like we were talking about COVID and, you know, during COVID, I did a lot of buyouts. There's a lot of people who were, you just knew that they weren't going to make it
right
through the pandemic. And each month it was like, they weren't paying that 20%. They weren't paying that 30%. So it was just like, I would rather have you go now than us have legal problems later on. And, you know, they're just going to run and go. So I was just like, how can I help you now? Either let's get you out of your lease. Let's try to sell the business and list it. But with the landlord, that's my conversation usually. Like, who are you having issues with? Who hasn't been paying? Who can we do buyouts? And I can talk with multifamily. I can talk with retail. I can discuss this with office landlords. So, and that comes from my background with property management that I've done in all asset groups. So I can have that discussion with landlords all the time, you know? So
yeah. Are you calling like what landlords, what type of landlords are you calling? Mom and pop? Are you calling large regional landlords? Are you calling REITs? Do you have a focus there or is it strictly geography based?
My main focus is mom and pops. Because sometimes even in Beverly Hills, they own the entire block.
Yeah.
So it's names, you know, of people that, you know, I call them and I say, hey, like, I know that you own this building and you own this building and you own this building too. So
yeah. Isn't it funny? It's funny how some of those mom and pop just mentioned, like, matter of fact, like, yeah, I own this, I own that, I own those three buildings over there, but they get so ignored. They're like, no, I don't want to, they're a pain in the neck to deal with, but I'm with you. I think they're the most receptive and I frankly like talking to them.
They are. But you know what it is? I got a call. This guy will not give me the listing on his retail building. And I'm like, I get it. I brought him two clients. I've done the lease in his building. He, you know, screwed me a bit in 2019 with the commission, but I was like, it's fine. I was just getting into the business. I was like, it's fine. But now he called me. Now he called me and he's just like, hey, like we have a building that might be, you know, we might be interviewing for. And I said, yeah, sure. Like, how can I help you? And they sometimes play that little game. And I'm like, but if you're calling me, you know, I can get at least.
Yeah.
So we went in. It was a full interview. It was great. But they think of you for a reason, you know. And right. I think when you email blast and people will remember you again and call you again. But yeah. it took, I mean, we're into 2024. That's 2019. That's 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if it's touches with, you know, the whole cold call, then putting them in your CRM, then doing the email blast and touch, you know, or like sending them something through an Instagram and saying like, hey, this is what's coming in the market. Or, you know, it's just making sure you're staying in touch.
Yeah.
As long as you're staying in touch, they'll remember you.
I can't tell you how many times this has happened. Like you cold call somebody and then they're, you know how it is, kind of like, eh, sure, I'll meet you or whatever. Oh yeah, we can take a look. Or yeah, I'd love to see what you have. And then I meet them and then like, oh, you're the guy from the, it just happened to me now. I met him on a tour 4 years ago and he goes, I couldn't remember your name or how to get in touch with you. And then I went on TikTok and there you were. I was like, first of all, hello. Yeah. So it's really crazy. So it's like they say for restaurants is like the reason why it's create content, because when people are hungry, you're top of mind, you make a reservation, more reservation, you make more money. And I think the same sort of principle applies for us, right? You need a space or you need representation. If I'm in front of you, whether it's digitally or on the phone or physically in front of you, more often you're going to think of me, right? I mean, that's sort of the way that it works.
Yeah. Or like yesterday, one of the girls said, hey, I have a flat tire. She's like, can you take me to the funny the same week?
I was like, everybody's got flat tires over there. Joe's throwing nails in the parking lot.
So then I said, I'll go drop you off. We stopped by at a coffee shop because I always say we have to try different restaurants and different coffee shops. So I stopped by. I posted that I was there. I tagged them. They reposted it. And of course, when I'm there and ordering my coffee, I said, hey, are you guys looking to expand? Mm. You know, and it's not the owner's not there. I know that. But I'm like, the gatekeepers are. So I know I just want an email.
Yeah.
Give me an email. And I'll have the rest of the conversation. Yeah. So come to the office. I have to get on my cold calls. I put the email down. I look at it and then I email them and say like, hey, I have this. Are you guys looking to expand to these areas? Right. So now I have their email. I didn't have to cold call them. I posted it on my Instagram. They reposted it. So it's like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just like how I somehow touched base with them twice in one day through email. I didn't even cold call them and through Instagram. So I think it's so powerful. But oh. Yeah, congrats. Because I see your content on TikTok and it's so good. And I always like.
Thank you. I just feel like, and this dynamic has happened. I spoke about this today with the landlord I met, is you meet so many people, you talk to so many people. I'm having a hard time remembering if I met somebody, actually met them, or if I've just seen so much of their content that I'm like, wait a second.
You know them.
Yeah. And that dynamic, I feel like it's happening with me. And I think that's sort of the way that like folks who create content are going to start gaining a lot of market share over some of these people who've been in the business longer.
Yeah. I feel like with CREI, I met so many and you, I had met you in person before, but I agree. I feel like I'm so connected with you guys because when I see you guys, it's like I see, and then I see family and then I see friends and then, you know, and the marketing. But yeah, I agree. I said, I see some of the people that I work with more because of social media versus a text or a call that I hardly ever do. But it's crazy how that can expose you to so much more nowadays.
Yeah, it's really wild. Thank you for checking out another episode of Commercial Real Estate School. If you found value in today's episode, there's one simple way that you can support us. Just share the episode with your friends, your family, colleagues who you think might benefit from it. We'd love to hear your thoughts too. Leave a comment, a review, your feedback over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you're checking us out. Really helps us just improve the show and brings our community closer together. So until next time, let's keep learning and doing deals.